Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is an update on the FTX situation, and in today's episode, I want to focus in on the losses. Sam Bankman-Fried has been charged with 8 counts of fraud, and those fraud charges relate to losses made by investors into FTX, losses made by customers of FTX, and losses made by lenders to Alameda Research. So in today's episode, we'll have a look at how much money FTX raised and the breakdown of the funds that invested into the business. We'll have a look at how much customer deposits were held by the company prior to it going into Chapter 11 bankruptcy and what's happened to those customer deposits. We'll go through a list of which other cryptocurrency businesses had money on the FTX exchange, because a lot of them did have exposure. And of course, all of those companies are now struggling to get that capital back. And so they're now in financial difficulty as a result of FTX's fraudulent activities. We'll have a look at the total market cap of all crypto coins in issuance and what's been happening with that over the last 12 months. I'll then go on to talk about the impact of FTX's Chapter 11 bankruptcy on the wider market. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. So what I think is likely to happen in the crypto markets over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, and also what the impact of this is on the wider economy. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch everything, you can skip over stuff. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below, where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon shopping links. This table shows a list of all of the fundraising rounds that were undertaken by FTX since its creation in 2019. So you can see that FTX's seed capital fundraise back in August 2019 raised $8 million, so relatively small. It followed that up with an investment from Binance, which is the largest crypto exchange, in December of the same year, which was reported to have been somewhere in the region of $350 million. In July 2021, FTX raised $1 billion from a variety of investors, including Lightspeed Venture Partners, Sequoia Capital, Circle, Third Point Ventures, SoftBank, who are always involved in these sorts of deals, and Coinbase, which is another crypto exchange. And at the time of that fundraise, the valuation of FTX was $18 billion. And the way that that valuation is calculated is that FTX would have been comparing itself to other crypto businesses such as Binance and saying, well, if Binance is worth $100 billion, as an example, then we should be worth $18 billion. So this is just complete speculation. People come up with numbers that they pick out of the air and investors have to agree to that figure. And of course, the reason that the valuation is important is that it relates to the number of shares that those investors are going to receive in FTX. So if the valuation is $18 billion and you're putting $1 billion in, then roughly speaking, that's around 5% of the company. So all of those investors between them would have been given around about 5% of FTX. The next fundraise was completed 3 months later in October 2021, when Tiger Global Management and BlackRock invested $421 million. And the valuation at that stage had increased to $25 billion. So that's an increase of $7 billion in 3 months. That is an incredibly large movement in a very short space of time. And what that means is that those two investors received somewhere in the region of 1.7% of the equity for their $421 million. And then the final round of successful fundraising for FTX was in January 2022, when they raised $400 million from a variety of different investors, including many of those companies that had already invested, such as Lightspeed Ventures, Tiger Global Management, SoftBank, and a new investor, the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. And the valuation at that stage had increased to $32 billion. So that meant that it went up by another $7 billion in another 3 months. So over the course of 6 months, between July 21 and January 22, the valuation of FTX increased from $18 billion to $32 billion. This chart shows a summary of the funds that had the largest exposure to FTX at the time of the Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The largest single investor in FTX with an exposure of $278 million was Paradigm, which is a specialist crypto venture capital firm founded in 2018 by Coinbase founder Fred Ersom and former Sequoia Capital partner Matt Huang. And at the height of the crypto markets in November 21, Paradigm announced that it had raised a monster $2.5 billion venture fund to invest into businesses such as FTX. So its exposure of $278 million represents more than 10% of that total fund value. With regards to their investment in FTX, Matt Huang posted on Twitter, "We feel deep regret for having invested in a founder and company who ultimately did not align with crypto's values and who have done enormous damage to the ecosystem." The second largest investment of $275 million was by Temasek, which is a Singapore investment company originally founded in 1974 that has been focusing heavily on the crypto markets for the last few years. In a recent posting discussing their investment in FTX, Temasek stated that it conducted an extensive due diligence process on FTX, which took approximately 8 months from February to October 2021. During this time, we reviewed FTX's audited financial statement, which showed it to be profitable. In addition, our due diligence efforts focused on the associated regulatory risk with crypto financial market service providers, particularly licensing and regulatory compliance and cybersecurity. Advice from external legal and cybersecurity specialists in key jurisdictions was sought with legal and regulatory review done for the investments. Separately, we also gathered qualitative feedback on the company and management team based on interviews with people familiar with the company, including employees, industry participants, and other investors. It is apparent from this investment that perhaps our belief in the actions, judgment, and leadership of Sam Bankman-Fried, formed from our interactions with him and views expressed in our discussions with others, would appear to have been misplaced. We expect companies that we invest in to comply with their obligations under laws and regulations of jurisdictions in which they have investments or operations, abide by sound corporate governance, and above all, act ethically always. As we only had a less than 1% stake in FTX, we did not have a board seat. However, we take corporate governance seriously, engage the boards and management of our investee companies regularly, and hold them accountable for the activities of their companies. The next biggest investor with a $210 stake was Sequoia. Sequoia Capital is a US venture capital firm that has assets under management of around $85 billion and has invested widely into a number of different cryptocurrency businesses over the last few years. With regards to its investment in FTX, on an investor call at the end of November, Sequoia Partners advised investors that they'd conducted due diligence on FTX, but believed that they'd been misled by the company's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, on the exchange's connections with Alameda Research, and they went on to state that they would be improving their due diligence process in future. The next largest investment of $100 million was made by SoftBank, which is the Japanese investment firm that has a focus on technology businesses. No official statement has been given by SoftBank other than to announce that it has written down its investment of $100 million in full. The next largest investment of $95 million was made by the Ontario Teachers' Pension Plan, who issued the following statement at the end of November. In October 2021, Ontario Teachers invested $75 million in FTX International, and in January 2022, we made a follow-on investment of $20 million. These investments were made through our Teachers Venture Growth Platform, alongside a number of global investors, to gain small-scale exposure to an emerging area in the financial technology sector. Our investment represented less than 0.05% of total net assets. TVG was established in 2019 to invest in emerging technology companies, raising late-stage venture and growth capital. Investments are structured to provide Ontario teachers with returns commensurate with risk undertaken and to provide proprietary insights that inform investing elsewhere across the plan. Naturally, not all of the investments in this early stage asset class perform to expectations. However, since inception, TVG has delivered solidly on intended objectives. Ontario Teachers' investment departments, including TVG, conduct robust due diligence on all private investments. Supported by experienced external consultants with financial, commercial, and other relevant expertise, and often in consultation with investment partners, due diligence is designed to use company-provided materials and other research to assess the risk related to specific investment. In FTX's case, our underwriting process included working closely with third-party advisors and FTX to explore commercial, regulatory, tax, financial, technical, and other matters. Recognizing that no due diligence process can uncover all risks, especially in the context of an emerging technology business, the investment in FTX was sized moderately in relation to TVG and the overall portfolio of the plan. We will be writing down our investment in FTX to zero at our year end. The financial loss from this investment will have limited impact on the plan, given its size relative to our total net assets and our strong financial position. However, we are disappointed with the outcome of this investment, take all losses seriously, and will use this experience to further strengthen our approach. And the sixth largest individual investor into FTX was Tiger Global, with an investment of $38 million. Tiger Global is a US investment firm focusing on internet, software, consumer, and financial technology industries and has assets under management of around $125 billion. No official statement has been released by Tiger Global relating to its investment in FTX. However, it's been reported that they based their analysis on due diligence provided by Bain Capital. So the total funds raised by investors equated to $1.8 billion, but that is relatively small compared to the customer money that was raised by FTX directly. Prior to the posting of the infamous tweet by the chief executive of Binance, where he stated that they were dumping all of the FTT tokens, it was reported that customers of FTX were holding around $16 billion in cash on the FTX platform. Now, following the publication of that tweet, there was a landslide in withdrawal requests from FTX, and it was reported that around $6 billion was taken off the platform in 3 days. This caused the liquidity crisis. FTX then put a block on all future withdrawals, and ultimately it then went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So therefore, at the time that it went down, FTX was holding around $10 billion in customer wallets on its platforms. Now, unfortunately, John Wray, as part of his investigation as the new chief executive of FTX, has only managed to identify $1.24 billion of those assets so far. So that indicates that around $9 billion of customer deposits have disappeared from the FTX platform. Now, the investigation is still ongoing as to where that money has gone. But from what we've seen so far, the initial postings that John Wray has given, it looks like a lot of that money was given over to Alameda Research, or actually was just taken by Alameda Research because there was a complete commingling of funds. And Alameda Research, as part of its investments and its strategic plays in the market, appears to have lost all of that capital. So in terms of who the biggest losers are in this whole situation, it is definitely going to be the customers of FTX. And those customers were a combination of private individuals and other crypto businesses. So a lot of other crypto businesses had confidence and faith in FTX. So rather than holding their own deposits of crypto, they were happy to open digital wallets on the FTX platform and leave a lot of their customers' funds in FTX hands. So it now looks unlikely that the customers of FTX are going to get very much in terms of returns. They may get 10 cents on the dollar if they're lucky, but the costs of a bankruptcy like this are generally very high. So the $1.24 billion that has been uncovered so far may well go on a lot of these expenses. So customers may get absolutely nothing back on this. So that's obviously a disaster from the private individual's point of view, but it's also causing major contagion in the crypto markets. A variety of crypto businesses have been directly impacted by the failure of FTX. Voyager Digital was a company that went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the summer of 2022, directly as a result of the failure of the crypto venture capital business Three Arrows Capital. Now, as part of the Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the viable business within Voyager was put up for sale, and FTX won that auction and agreed to pay over $1 billion for the assets of Voyager. Now, that transaction is currently being unwound because FTX hasn't completed on that deal, and of course, they don't have the capital to be able to do that. So the creditors of Voyager Digital, who believe that they'd got a deal and recovered some of their assets, are now having to go through another auction process to find a new buyer, and potentially they may lose even more than they were originally expecting to lose. A similar set of circumstances apply to another company called BlockFi. BlockFi is a crypto lending business that at its peak was valued at around $4.5 billion and raised over $1 billion directly from investors. BlockFi also got itself into difficulty in the summer of 22, partly as a result of the Three Arrows Capital failure and partly because the markets had been falling. And FTX stepped in and bailed out BlockFi and provided a $400 million revolving credit loan to BlockFi, as well as agreeing to buy the company for $250 million. Now, both of those deals have subsequently been cancelled as a result of FTX's failure, and BlockFi has now also filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Binance is the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world, and prior to FTX going into Chapter 11 bankruptcy, it was holding $580 million worth of the FTT token. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the video, one of the reasons why FTX actually went into Chapter 11 was because the chief executive of Binance posted on Twitter stating that Binance had decided to exit from its entire holding of FTT
due to new information that had come to light. So this spooked the whole markets and everybody went into a panic. Now, Binance was unable to complete on that disposal and obviously is now sitting on a substantial loss on the FTT tokens. But in addition to that, Binance was actually an early stage investor in FTX. And as part of one of the fundraisings, it was paid back $2.1 billion. And there are now calls amongst a number of investor groups to claw back that money, to see if FTX can actually get Binance to hand back the $2.1 billion. And obviously, that would be a material amount of money for Binance and could cause it major problems. Now, there's no confirmation that that is going to happen, but the authorities are currently looking into whether or not that transaction was done at an arm's length and whether there is any possibility that the money could be called back from Binance. Other businesses with significant exposure to FTX include Genesis, who reported to have $175 million worth of cryptocurrency tied up on the platform. Galois Capital have around $100 million tied up. Galaxy Digital, which has $77 million tied up on the platform. Multicoin Capital, which has around 10% of all of its assets with FTX. CoinShares, which has around $30 million of exposure. Pantera Capital, which has around 3% of all of its assets, which potentially could be over $100 million. Coinbase, which has exposure of around $15 million, and Crypto.com, which has about $10 million tied up. Now, the figures that we've just talked through are the ones that are publicly available and have been announced, but there will be hundreds of other crypto businesses that have money tied up with FTX. And the problem that we've got here is the contagion factor, because when you've got some of your assets lodged on another platform and that platform either freezes all withdrawals or goes into Chapter 11 like FTX has, that means that you can't access those coins. And therefore, when your customers say that they want to withdraw their coins from your platform, that puts you into a liquidity crisis, and therefore you could face Chapter 11 bankruptcy yourself. So that's really the concept of contagion, that when one company goes down, it can have a domino impact on the whole industry. This chart shows the market capitalization of all cryptocurrency coins in circulation over the last 12 months. And what this shows is that back in December 21, the total market capitalization of all coins in issuance was around $2.4 trillion. However, over the last year, there has been a significant decline in the value of those coins. And the total market cap today is less than $810 billion. And the reason for showing this is that the continued losses in the market are forcing investors out of the market. People who were drawn in 2021, when we had the bull run on crypto, when prices were rising significantly, are now shying away. They've had their fingers burned, they've made losses, and so people are now pulling out of the market. And the high profile failure of companies like FTX and Voyager and BlockFi and Three Arrows Capital are making people even more cautious about cryptocurrencies. It's not just the fact that there's volatility in the market and the prices are coming down significantly. There are also concerns now about corporate governance and whether or not there is more fraud in the industry outside of the FTX case. And as a direct result of these concerns, there is now a movement away from centralized exchanges such as FTX that hold your money in digital wallets and a movement towards cold wallet storage. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because we've been talking a lot about FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried and fraud and all of the big picture stuff. But I wanted to get back to basics because at the heart of this issue is people who've lost money. Investors who invested directly into FTX have obviously lost all of that investment. And a lot of those investors are now quite embarrassed because it's coming to light that clearly the way FTX was structured from day one was fundamentally wrong. John Ray has disclosed that there was no segregation of funds, there was no risk management, there were no controls, there was nobody in charge of any of the exposures, there was nobody doing daily reconciliations of what assets and liabilities the company had. So basically, it didn't have any controls whatsoever. And the due diligence process by investors should have picked that up. That is the point of due diligence. If you're investing hundreds of millions of dollars, like a lot of these funds were, you need to be forensic. You need to make sure that that company has been structured correctly, that there are safeguards in place, that everything will be sound. Because the people who are investing that money, they're not using their own capital. They're using money that they've raised from other investors. So ultimately, Private individuals are at the end of this chain. People put money into funds, and those funds are then invested into companies like FTX. So all the companies that we went through earlier, all those investment funds, have issued statements apologizing to their investors, saying that they did do some due diligence, but clearly it wasn't enough. Now, clearly they didn't do that much due diligence, because John Ray has found out very quickly that there was really very little substance to FTX. So I think a lot of these investment firms will have to go back and look at their procedures. But also, I think there will now be a wider investigation into whether or not the crypto market is something that people want to invest into. Because if there's fraud in one company, there is a chance that there is fraud in other companies. And if the due diligence process was fairly light for FTX, which was a massive investment, over $1.8 billion raised, then it's likely that the due diligence process was similar to other crypto deals. So I'm sure there's an element of nervousness right now amongst a lot of investors that there could be other failures around the corner. So that in itself is really bad news for the crypto markets, because a lot of these businesses rely upon more fundraising. Many of the cryptocurrency deals that are in the market are not making a profit. They've been growing through investment, and they will need further investment to be able to get to their end game, whether that be to become profitable or to float on the markets or some other form of exit. And if they can't get access to more funds, then potentially that could be the end of the road for a lot of businesses. So if the investment managers are now saying, we're not sure about crypto, we think it might be too risky, we're not sure that corporate governance is good enough, we don't want to make any more deals, then that could be really bad news for a lot of other companies. So that in itself could cause many companies to go down over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. But in addition to the lack of fundraising, the other big issue right now is the contagion that's been caused by FTX. As we talked about earlier, a lot of companies had their assets with FTX. Those assets are now locked up, and that's causing liquidity problems for those businesses because they don't have access to the coins that their customers have given to them. So if their customers say, we want to withdraw all of our Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever it might be, if they don't have enough, then that causes their liquidity crisis, and they could end up going into Chapter 11 as well. So the FTX contagion knock-on hasn't really started to unfold yet. A lot of companies will be scrambling around, trying desperately to stop their customers trying to withdraw all of their coins. But if we do see a run on some of these other crypto deals, then we could see more and more corporate failures over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. So I think it's going to be a really fascinating time in the market. But ultimately, when we're talking about losses, we have to come back to the private individuals who've been investing into crypto over the last couple of years. And as we saw from the market cap graph, a lot of people have lost money because crypto prices have been coming down consistently over the last 12 months. So people came in, they dabbled, they've had their fingers burned, and now they want to exit. But the problem we've got is that a lot of the exchanges who are holding their money don't have enough coins to be able to give them back to all of those investors. So we're at a really fine balancing point here. People have lost money, people have lost confidence in crypto, and I think the casual investor wants to get out. And if we see a whole lot of people trying to take their money out of crypto over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, that could accelerate the problems at the time when we've already got contagion from FTX and nobody wants to invest more money into these businesses. So it's a triple whammy for all the crypto businesses. And I think we could see carnage as we go into the start of 2023 at a time when we've got a recession coming in the global economy. So this is really bad news from all fronts for crypto businesses. So the crypto winter that we saw back in 2018 could look like a light frost compared to the deluge of snow that we could see coming in 2023. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's video, you found it interesting, useful and thought-provoking. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up, and thanks for watching this video all the way through to the end.